That's with Gregory Copley, my editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, as well as my colleague. And this story is lovely because it involves not only King Charles blessing his son, but Prince William taking his son, Prince George, to flying lessons. The story reads this way. Prince George has continued a royal tradition of taking to the skies by starting flying lessons. The 11-year-old flew in a single-engine Piper PA-28 with dual controls, an aircraft designed for flight training. The Prince and Princess of Wales watched their son take off from White Waltham Airfield near Maidenhead, Berks, and land around an hour later. Gregory, the only time I remember thinking about the king flying was the not Elizabeth's father, George VI, his brother, Edward, had his own airplane, and I believe he flew all over the United Kingdom. But the idea of both Prince William and Prince George flying, that's magical. They're doing a very good job of reestablishing the authority of the kingship. Is that how to read this?
Well, there's no question about that. And I think the engagement of the royal family at all levels, particularly with the males, but also now with some of the women, with the armed forces, is significant. And we will see Prince George, I think, going into the armed forces for a period, as did King Charles himself. And King Charles also was an aviator and served with the Navy as well. So as did William. So he was with the Air Force and as an aviator. But this is, you know, very much in the tradition of and they're continuing it, and it is working. It's playing with the public. It plays with the armed forces and the like. So basically, yes, that's been very good. And then we've seen the king, despite the cancer treatments and all that, still continuing his efforts to engage with the population in a way which is far more dynamic and human, in a sense, than Queen Elizabeth was able to engage in. Because as the age has changed to a more personal style of presentation, the Queen was already quite old. So now we've got, in relative terms, a younger king still able to engage. So when he met with the New Zealand women's rugby team, the Black Ferns, at Buckingham Palace on September the 12th, just a few days ago, it descended into what the king called a scrum, a rugby scrum, in other words, a mobbing attack, where they all these girls rushed up to hug him. One of them hugged him, and then all of them joined in, and the king was obviously overwhelmed and absolutely delighted. And it showed it was a very important event to happen significantly, because he had to pull out of a trip to New Zealand when he's going down to Samoa and to Australia in October. So really he had to let down the New Zealanders. So he invited the women's rugby team to Buckingham Palace, got engaged in this very human embrace with these women rugby players. Everyone was delighted, and it, of course, showed that he had a special affiliation with New Zealand. Now he's going to, and he's had to restrain his travels because of his health treatment, but he'll have a five-day visit to Australia starting on October the 8th, but he's only now going to go to Sydney and Canberra. He's going to see a number of Australia's world-class cancer treatment facilities, and basically highlight the importance of cancer treatment and cancer research. So that's going to do a lot there. But he'll also engage with the government in Canberra and show that he is there as the King of Australia. And of course, in Sydney, he'll have a lot more public displays. They're not calling the movement among the people a walkabout, which was the old phrase which has been used for the king's or the queen's forays into public crowd scenes where they've gone in and shaken hands and so on. Because the term walkabout in Australia is an expression used for the long and periodic trek done by Aboriginal, particularly Aboriginal males, away from their tribe for many months often. And so they didn't use the term walkabout for the king's forays into the public in Australia, but he will be meeting with the public. It's the first time since 2011 that a monarch has visited Australia. So this is very, very important. And the 2011 meeting by visit by Queen Elizabeth was to the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Perth, where she arranged for the Commonwealth Heads of Government to approve the succession by Charles as head of the Commonwealth when the Queen passed. And that's happened. Right. And that's why the King is coming out to Samoa for the CHOGM meeting there and then coming on to Australia, or vice versa.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defence and Foreign Affairs in Perth, Australia. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.